Cattle futures paused Tuesday, awaiting further cash direction. ERS raised the expected Fed steer price for next year. Coming up on your Cattle Current Market Update with Wes Ishmael. Howdy to all. This is Wes Ishmael with your Cattle Current Market Update for Tuesday night and Wednesday morning, the 10th of November. Cattle futures drifted lower Tuesday, with traders apparently searching for further direction following the recent strong rally. Live cattle futures closed narrowly mixed, from an average of 27 cents lower in four contracts to an average of 14 cents higher. Feeder cattle futures closed an average of 60 cents lower. Negotiated cash fed cattle trade ranged from mostly inactive on light demand to a standstill through Tuesday afternoon, according to the Agricultural Marketing Service. Last week, prices were at $128 to $130 a hundredweight in the Southern Plains and the Western Corn Belt. They were $130 in Nebraska. Dress prices were $202 to $204. Early on, bets seemed to favor steady to higher prices this week. Choice box beef cutout value was 85 cents lower Tuesday afternoon at $287.80 a hundredweight. Select was $2.02 higher at $270.62. Grain futures, especially soybeans, firmed Tuesday with friendlier projections than expected in the monthly world agricultural supply and demand estimates. More on that momentarily. Corn futures closed mostly 3 cents higher, while soybean futures closed mostly 19 to 23 cents higher. I had no results from trendable weekly Tuesday auctions to share at press time. Keep in mind, you can get the free daily Cattle Current email that carries more detail and often includes sales that come in later in the day. You can sign up at www.cattlecurrent.com. Also remember, you can get Monday-to-Monday market highlights and commentary in the weekly Calf News Price Point podcast that comes out each Tuesday. Just wander on over to calfnews.net. Major U.S. financial indices closed lower Tuesday, with seemingly more attention paid to inflation indicators. The Dow Jones Industrial Average closed 112 points lower, the S&P 500 closed 16 points lower, and the NASDAQ was down 95 points. Now to those world agricultural supply and demand estimates. USDA's Economic Research Service increased the projected annual five-area direct average steer price for this year by $1.25 to $121.31 a hundredweight. That was based on continued firm demand. And that comes with beef production this year projected to be 53 million pounds more than the previous month to 27.88 billion pounds on higher expected slaughter of fed cattle and heavier carcass weights. The annual average fed steer price for next year was forecast a dollar higher at $130. Beef production next year was estimated to be 885 million pounds less than this year, or 3.17% less. Projected average steer prices were projected at $128 in the fourth quarter this year, and then at $132 in the first quarter next year, $129 in the second quarter, and at $127 in the third quarter. ERS projected total red meat and poultry production this year 171 million pounds more than the previous month at 106.73 billion pounds. Total red meat and poultry production next year was forecast to be 463 million pounds less than this year at 106.27 billion pounds. Now for crops. Corn production was forecast 43 million bushels more than the previous month to 15.06 billion bushels, with average yield forecast a half a bushel more at 177.0 bushels per acre. Corn used for ethanol production was increased by 50 million bushels. With use rising slightly more than supply, corn ending stocks were lowered by 7 million bushels. However, the projected season average corn price received by producers was unchanged at $5.45 a bushel. As for soybeans, ERS forecast production 23 million bushels less at 4.42 billion bushels, but they also reduced expected exports. With use falling more than supply, soybean ending stocks were raised by 20 million bushels. The U.S. season average soybean price for 2020-21 was forecast 25 cents lower at $12.10 a bushel. Projected soybean meal and oil prices were unchanged at $325 a short ton and 65 cents a pound, respectively. Finally, the forecast for 2021-22 U.S. wheat was for lower supplies, higher domestic use, reduced exports, and slightly higher ending stocks compared to the previous month. Supplies were reduced 10 million bushels on lower anticipated imports. Total domestic use was projected 2 million bushels higher. Exports were lowered 15 million bushels. Projected 2021-22 ending stocks were raised 3 million bushels to 583 million, which would leave the lowest U.S. ending stocks since 2007-08. The projected 2021-22 season average farm price for wheat was raised 20 cents to $6.90 a bushel. That's your Cattle Current Market Update for Tuesday night and Wednesday morning, the 10th of November. This is Wes Ishmael. Thanks for listening.